BC's respiratory tripledemic continues to take its toll on children and teens. The latest data from the BC Center for Disease Control shows a steady rate of COVID-related hospitalizations among young people in the final 2 months of 2022, one in six of which ended up in critical care. The data, published January 5, accounts for the period up to the week of December 18 to 24. It shows a total of 54 new hospitalizations among 0 to 19-year-olds in the 8 weeks leading up to Christmas, and a total of 9 new critical care admissions. New COVID-related hospitalizations in this respiratory illness season peaked in late November, with 10 young people hospitalized in the week of November 20 and 12 in the week of November 27. Those 2 weeks saw 4 new critical care admissions, one in the first week and 3 in the second. In the final week leading up to Christmas, 7 children and youth were hospitalized, with 3 new critical care admissions. The numbers are well below the pandemic peak reported in late January 2022 amidst the beginning of the Omicron wave, when BC hit a high of 50 new hospitalizations and 6 new critical care admissions among young people in 1 week. But the numbers add to a steadily growing total of children and teens who've been hospitalized with COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. In total, 1,074 children and teens have been hospitalized with COVID-19 to 675 in the under-10 age group, and 399 in the 10-19 group. There have also been 146 critical care admissions, 86 among under-10s, and 60 among older children and teens. What effect the newly arrived Kraken subvariant, the XBB.1.5 strain of Omicron, will have on those numbers is not yet known. Influenza down among BC children, but RSV up, BC CDC report. Meanwhile, both influenza and RSV continue to hit the youngest British Columbians. As has been previously reported, the BC CDC's latest respiratory epidemiology summary notes 6 influenza-associated deaths among children and youth in BC, 1 younger than 5, 3 aged 5 to 9, and 2 aged 15 to 18, all of which happened in November and December. Several experienced secondary bacterial infections, which can be a complication of influenza contributing to more severe illness, the report notes. The report says influenza among children and youth in the Vancouver area has followed a similar pattern to the province as a whole. It peaked earlier than usual, in November, and has since been decreasing. Influenza hit a high with a test positivity rate of 41% in the week starting November 20, compared to 7% in the final week of the year. The new dominant virus? RSV. RSV has replaced influenza as the most commonly detected virus, the report notes. BC saw test positivity of 42% for RSV in the final week of 2022, exceeding the pre-pandemic average of about 35%. COVID-19 test positivity rates among children also rose in the final 3 weeks of the year, from 4% in the week of December 11 to 6% in the final week of the year. The data counts children and youth aged 18 and younger who were tested in laboratories in Vancouver, including BC Children's Hospital, Richmond and the North Shore. Respiratory infections at stable elevated levels in BC's youngest kids. As has been the case throughout the respiratory illness season, the youngest children remain the most affected. The BC CDC report says community visits to family physicians and clinics for acute respiratory infections have declined among most pediatric age groups but remain at stable elevated levels in children under 5 years old. In the face of the ongoing respiratory illness surge, BC Health Minister Adrian Dix warns the province's healthcare system is still facing some very challenging weeks from the combination of respiratory viruses in circulation. At a news conference Thursday, Dix encouraged those who haven't received their booster doses of COVID-19 to get their shots and reminded people to stay home when they're sick. He also told reporters that he wears a face covering in indoor public places, such as the grocery store, and he suggested everyone consider doing the same. With files from Canadian Press.